The devotional for today, Saturday, March 21st, 2015, was written by Matthew Morris and is brought to you by the Church Planting Initiative at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional is based on Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. I've always hated waiting for something and not knowing what to expect with a passion. Tell me we're going to be trying something new, and I will attempt to do enough research on the things we will be doing or what we will be eating to write a short essay. I'm very much the product of a post-Enlightenment education. Considering this, I find that me being a Christian today, it's rather ironic at least once a week, because our walk with God is full of deep mysteries. Where will He send me? What will I do when I get there? Who, if anyone, will be there with me? However, we must give up the comforting sense of control that foreknowledge grants us and trust God. This act of trust begins with baptism, for in baptism we are not just made clean, but utterly remade in the death and resurrection of Christ. It is a dying to our love of control, and there is no mystery more frightening than death. The fact that Christ goes ahead of us into the waters is our only comfort, and in accepting baptism we proclaim that His guidance and love is enough. So committed, we join Him in the wilderness and await the appointed time for our work to begin, progress, and eventually end. I find myself deeply afraid in the midst of uncertainties of my walk. But I can look back and know that my life would have been tragically less if I had never entered the water. Let us pray. Abba Father, thank you for meeting us here and leading us forth in a new way. Guide our watching and anxious wanderings, and may they lead us back to the deep mystery of your baptism this Lent. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.